Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The recent 70th birthday of the Jewish State of Israel is a reminder of God's plan for the Jewish people. That's the headline. David James will come to this broadcast table with Bible in hand to explain God's plan for the Jewish people and even how they got their name.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You know, it's so exciting to even mention the name Israel. But I think that Israel is a key word used three different ways, I believe, in the Bible. So, David, if you will, remind us of this name Israel in the Bible. For example, remind us when Israel was first used. What does the name Israel mean? And how many times is it mentioned in God's Word?
Well, we first find the mention of Israel in Genesis chapter 32. And this is a really interesting story, and it's really difficult to understand exactly the purpose of what happened there. There was a night when the angel of the Lord appeared to Jacob, and he wrestled with Jacob throughout the night. As the angel of the Lord was about to depart in the morning, Jacob wanted him to bless him, and at that time, Jacob's name was actually changed to Israel, Genesis chapter 32, and then he had 12 sons. Those were obviously the children of Israel, and so that's where we get that phrase, the children of Israel. The name Israel, there's a couple of different ways to understand it. One could be God fights and prevails, or it can mean he who struggles with God, and both of them would have significance for the nation of Israel, for Jacob and his descendants. It was used of the 12 tribes as a whole, and then of the northern kingdom as the nation split after Solomon's death.
Dave, help us think about Israel's role in God's program as laid out in the scriptures.
So I think this is a great topic for us to talk about. Very clearly, the nation of Israel has, I would say, the most prominent role of any nation in the Word of God, beginning in Genesis 12. There have been many powerful and important nations throughout history, and of course, nations that have been much larger and more powerful than the nation of Israel, but there's certainly not one that has been more important. And as we look at the future yet for the nation of Israel, that they will actually be the center of world attention and be the ruling nation for 1,000 years during the millennial reign of Christ, and then as we go into the future, they will retain that distinction.
David James with the biblical insight on the Jewish people and God's plan for his chosen nation. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. God's word says that he chose the Jewish people, Deuteronomy 7:8, and promised that they would be a nation forever, Genesis 15, with a piece of real estate, Deuteronomy chapter 30, and all of this forever. And in fact, he does have a plan for the Jewish people. It's a forever eternal plan, and that's found in 2 Samuel chapter 7. You and I must watch the Jewish people to see how far God's plan has advanced. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...